to Business Today with the MBA on Money Radio, WPSE. My name is John Cray, President and CEO of the Manufacturer and Business Association. In today's world, there are many challenges placed on businesses, and in particular, the individuals responsible for the HR function when it comes to both federal and state laws and regulations. Today, we will discuss the multiple ways in which we assist our members when it comes to both being compliant as well as what are some of the best practices when executing the HR or the personnel function. It is my pleasure to welcome one of my teammates at the MBA, Rachel Cerkovniak, HR consultant and trainer, to our program. Rachel, welcome, and if you would please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, John. Thank you. I've been working with the manufacturer coming up on a year, so it's pretty exciting. I love getting to meet all the members and community leaders, so it's been a really great year. Even with the pandemic, it's only given me a chance to actually meet more of the community members and business leaders. Prior to that, I worked in both the manufacturer and professional environments, as well as a lot of technical recruiting. So the experience with the MBA has definitely been wonderful.
Awesome, Rachel. Well, again, thank you for joining us today, as well as thanks to you and your team of HR professionals here at the MBA for all the help and direction that you guys have provided to so many of our members over the years, in particular, especially since this last March. So again, really, really appreciate it. Well, let's go ahead and jump right into things. If you would please tell us a little bit about one of the ways in which you guys engage our members when it comes to assisting with the HR function.
Well, we definitely provide a lot of benefits. We have expertise and the ability to kind of reduce and control operating costs. And we allow you to be able to focus your resources on other business strategies and policies. So one of our major items that we do is part-time HR support. You know, that can, again, save you money, cost of payroll processing administration. You may be able to reduce the cost of your health insurance or workers' compensation premiums. And it allows you, again, to devote more of the business growth activities. So our consultants come in and we handle all of your HR functions for you, either on a long-term basis or a short-term basis. So we can kind of come in there, maybe do payroll for you, maybe do some workplace investigations on a short-time basis, maybe come in and do some HR compliance or safety, just to name a few. Our goal is to really go in there and support our members in any way that we can. So that could be you got your HR manager taking a leave of absence for maternity leave or any other reason, and we can kind of come in there and assist you so that you're not leaving your organization open to a vulnerable time with such an important piece missing. And then we can kind of bring in there and train your organization on a lot of those HR functions. Because as we all know, especially with new legislation and things that come up consistently, some of these things are a full-time job, just kind of keeping up with all the new legislation.
So it's just, Rachel, just to elaborate a little bit on some of the examples that I'm aware of that may help our listeners to relate to it. And you nailed one right there was, you know, a member company that has their HR person that is going to be out for an extended period of time for whatever reason. Sometimes they'll contact us and say, hey, can you fill in? Not necessarily full-time, but can you fill in and execute some of those functions? What are some other scenarios, some other situations where we may be called in to assist part-time HR support?
We come in almost for any reason that you want. We do, again, workplace investigations. So if you have a sensitive matter that really needs a third party to come in there and mitigate, okay, you know, we'll go in there and complete some investigations for you and give you kind of a full report. We'll do auditing. We all get caught up and we're really busy, so sometimes we forget about paperwork and administrative. We also can do recruiting for you. It's a really strange time to navigate. You know, with the pandemic, a lot of people are laid off. Some people are hesitant to come back to the workplace. So we'll come in there. We can help you get your organization back on track, help you with recruiting functions. you know, really anything that's tailored to your organization. We can be flexible. We can come for, you know, once a week. We can come, you know, three times a week. So really we're able to kind of adjust to your needs.
Okay. So if it's a small member that may not, it's somebody that HR is only part of their job and they're looking for a little higher level support, we've helped. Or if it's maybe a mid-sized company that has an HR manager, but they've got so many other things going on, we can kind of pick up and work directly with them. So good stuff. Thank you. Can you tell us, what are some other ways, that we help, in particular, our members that do have someone that takes on that HR role, whether it's a big part of their job or full time, it's part of their function. What are some other ways that we help them stay current with the rules and the regs?
For the smaller organizations, we really encourage them to take advantage of our HR trainings and briefings. They're vitally important. We offer HR-focused training programs more than any other organization in the region. So we are all certified HR professionals. We have courses for those who are newer in their HR career path, or even possess one of those more advanced skill sets. So all of our classes are now offered in person or virtually. We do on-site training. We offer a certification series, basic and advanced. So when you have a small organization that you have your office manager that plays many different hats, they don't necessarily have the time to go out there and, again, learn some of this new legislation. So they should really take advantage of these courses to come in. We do courses on interviewing and hiring, compensation and benefits, HR and employment law. We do discrimination and harassment, and how to navigate workplace investigations and kind of what your obligations are under law. Then terminations and basic of unemployment compensation and workers' comp. So those are all different aspects of HR that you and your organization might have to deal with.
Great. And it's one of the other neat things about both the part-time HR support and then in particular the HR training is that's done by our HR team. So this isn't something that we outsource. And many times where you guys are already assisting them, whether it's with an HR hotline call or though you've already built a relationship, so you're already familiar with their company, if they come and take a class, you get a chance to get to know them that much better. They know us. And then so when they do call or if they need help with HR support, it's almost as if we are already an extension of what they're doing because we're already familiar with what they do. Have you found that to be the case?
Absolutely. And a lot of the training sessions that we have, organizations have a chance to kind of look at, you know, their own policies and procedures that they have. And they really kind of learned that they want to update. They want to look at how they can develop their organizations to grow. One of our more popular services is reviewing and revising handbooks. Revising or drafting the handbook, it doesn't have to be an overwhelming task. We'll kind of come in there and help you. You know, we work with you, you know, on your timeline. We work with our employment law attorney to deliver a legal employee handbook based on your input and feedback. And then after that draft version of the handbook, our HR consultant, you know, can work with you to provide ongoing advice and counsel related to the implementation of your employee handbook until that finished product is ready for you to give to your staff.
And Rachel, can you, this is all good stuff. When it comes to the classes, just like with the part-time HR support, is it a mix of people in the classes? So are there some people that maybe they've got a degree in HR or they just haven't had a whole lot of practical experience or maybe they've never had any training in HR? Is it a mixed audience in these programs?
Yes, that is really the beauty of the classes, John. You get professionals that are just starting their career in HR, and you have those seasoned professionals. And one of my favorite things, even before I joined the MBA, and I would take the classes in my own organization, the best part was the conversation. You get to hear from peers that have experienced similar situations, and we really kind of digest that, talk about that, and so we can learn from that. We also look at new cultures and norms and how the the new legislation changes. And so it really is a community. And I've had many people that walk in the class and had never really been in HR. And those that have been there for 15 years that are keeping up with latest legislation. I mean, I always say the best HR person is going to be the one that says, I don't know everything. Let me find out, because we know that everything changes on a consistent basis. So that's, again, the beauty of these classes, that we can really come together, learn. It is a community. We offer a lot of free services, and so we have a lot of interaction with our members, and we have them the ability to make a partnership and really assist them in a multitude of ways.
Now, you've shared that you talk about walk-in, so we continue to do in-person classes, practicing all the safety guidelines, masks, social distancing, that sort of stuff. And I'm aware of the fact that we're doing programs virtually as well. So they're offered a variety of ways. Just a couple more questions along the lines of the classes. What is the typical length of a program? And then also, how many people might be in a class?
We have small classes and large classes depending on the type of course, anywhere from 6 to 15. But we definitely, with COVID, we've even taken some of those classes online. So we've been able to do some virtual stuff. We're excited to roll out some new features such as polls and just another way to get our members conversating between one another and kind of keep that conversation going. The classes run average for our HR Essentials classes and advanced classes, they're half days. So we split them off in two different classes, morning and then afternoon. So they're a full day. But we also offer, you know, for those that are short on time, more individualized classes that might be 1 hour or 2 hours. So we have a job description workshop coming up. So we really want to have that come in where organizations can bring their own job description and say, hey, you know, how should I format my job description? So it's going to be a live workshop, and that's going to be about 2 hours. So we're excited, you know, to even craft additional content and really try to meet the needs of our members. We appreciate suggestions. A lot of our ideas also come from the community. You know, hey, would you ever consider putting on a class? And we take all the feedback and we put it together and really try to roll out the most impactful services that we can offer.
Great. So targeted content, small enough groups where there's a lot of dialogue and interaction, whether that is virtually, in person. Good stuff. Thank you. Let's kind of take a look at the HR team in particular. What would you say, what sets our HR team, what sets you guys apart from others that are out there doing some of these very similar things?
We have a very experienced team of HR consultants, and I'm one of the newest members here, and I really looked up to the fact that we've had our consultants, you know, at the MBA so long. You know, we got Stacy Bruce, you know, the director of HR, been there for over 15 years. So, you know, we're all certified and all of our services backed, you know, by our unemployment law attorney, Tammy. So we love to interact with you guys, and we really think that our ability and our customer service has really given us the opportunity to satisfy our members' needs. We're willing to go in. We love suggestions, and you know, our experience you can rest assured that you know, we are making sure that we are providing you with the most accurate information and up to date as well.
Awesome. Well, if someone listening today wants to learn more about some of the various benefits and services, and in particular classes, what's coming up, what can they do? Where do they go?
There are so many more discounted services that we didn't even get a chance to touch base, but I would encourage everyone to visit our website at mbausa.org or just call us anytime at 814-833-3200. We also have an email that you can reach out to us at hrservices@mbausa.org for information. We really encourage you guys to reach out and ask us questions, because we can definitely find ways to serve you.
Great. Well, Rachel, it never ceases to amaze me how fast the time does go. We're at that point in the program where, on behalf of our listeners, we'd like to thank you so much for your insight and the great information that you've shared with us today on how we're assisting business owners and those responsible for the HR function, both with navigating today's current challenges as well as just business issues in general. It's truly been a pleasure to have you with us, and we look forward to having you back with us again soon.
Thank you, John. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, Rachel, thank you, and thank you to our listeners for joining us for today's program. This is John Cray in Business Today with the MBA on Money Radio WPSE, signing off.